And the hits just keep coming from the 2018 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center, Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, my distinct pleasure to welcome again to the podcast and the video cast, Rick Cicero from Hava and Learn to Shoot Again. Let's talk about these foundations. We've talked about it before. They continue to gain steam. There's got to be more to talk about.
Well, you know, it's remarkable that in the last 2 years, a really good idea has grown right out of SHOT Show to what's now become nationwide classes that we run and traveling the country, reaching veterans that think that they're not going to ever be able to shoot again and making them not only good shooters, but getting them involved in levels we never even expected. To have a man who was classified as a quadriplegic who now shoots sporting clays, skeet, and trap competitively incredibly well is just phenomenal, and he's just one of those success stories. You can't put a price on it, and most people would never believe it if they didn't see it.
It's an amazing thing, and the proof has been on our television program over a number of times. We've seen you shoot multi-gun. We've talked about it at great length. We've been to some of these Learn to Shoot events where guys are doing what essentially would otherwise be the impossible. How did you know that the shooting sports were going to be such a powerful healing tool?
Well, for me, one of the best things was that day. I got blown up in August 2010. February 2011, my dad called me and said, come on, we're going shooting today.
There you go.
And I said, Dad, I don't know. He said, come on, you're a good shooter still. Grab your stuff, let's go shoot. And I went and I shot much better than I ever expected. But I found it was a learning curve for me. There were things that I used to do. My stance changed. My balance changed. And it became a real challenge. But it was something I could be challenged by and still have success. And when I got to where I could do everything that I used to do and just do it a little different, I started doing it with the other guys when we first met at that three gun.
Yeah, sure.
And the impact it had on them really sent a signal to me that this is something we need to do more of.
Sure.
And, you know, you figure what was that 4 years ago, and here we
sit
easily, now.
Easily.
And how far we've come, and it's just, it's phenomenal. And the reach we get within our groups, within the military medical system now wanting more training from whether it be at Walter Reed or the CFI in San Antonio or Balboa out in San Diego, that's what really makes it hit home, is to see when the medical profession has come to realize how beneficial that rehab aspect is.
And that is a huge leap, because typically that community, the medical profession, the medical community, wouldn't embrace something like this. But when there is no denying the results, they have to. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, even I'm involved in an osseointegration study now where there's a pin in the bone in my arm, and they're doing one in my leg. But now, for the first time in 7 years, I have a true support hand again.
That's awesome.
You know, when you think that when I shot the outdoor national championship in Texas, my accuracy was 98%.
Wow.
Out of over 300 shooters, I was number five for accuracy come Saturday night.
That's pretty amazing.
And I surprised myself. I had no idea how well I had done. And that was an absolute milestone.
Well, you know, this is a video cast, so you can show the people the new hand if you can.
Well, and, you know, it's amazing.
Look at that thing.
Because the control that I have with this, the things that I can do, and it all runs off of a band that picks up the motions of my muscles in there, and the pin that is driven, that is directly inserted in my bone, gives me some sensation. I get feedback back, but it doesn't hurt,
right?
And it gives me so much more stability. And I know when I've got a hold of that pistol, I know it's there. When I've got a hold of that rifle or shotgun or subgun, I know it. I feel it, and I'm back so much closer to where I used to be.
How exciting is that? That is amazing stuff. And every time I come to the SHOT Show, I get the question, how's your show going? What's the coolest thing you've seen? Well, that is now the coolest thing I've seen at SHOT Show. That is pretty incredible. Talk about the support from the industry. Big companies coming in behind Hava and keeping everything going.
Well, first of all, we wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the industry.
Sure.
And, you know, in a time where everybody wants to complain about guns, they fail to realize that guns are what keeps them safe and gives them the ability to do those things. And it's also that the this is my opportunity to say thank you for the entire industry for letting us do what we do to make a difference in the veterans' lives.
Sure.
You know, so many people talk about, I'm pro-veteran, I'm for-veteran, I want to do things for veterans. Well, what are you doing? Well, I give to this organization. Well, what are you doing personally?
There you go.
All of our guys are doing personally, and so is the industry. And
yep.
And I think that the world needs to understand that the industry is truly invested in our veterans, and the industry is truly making a difference in us every day.
It really is a healing tool, and HAVA continues to grow. How can people who might be seeing this or listening to this, how can people help?
Go to honoredamericanveterans.org and look us up. We also are on Facebook as well. And reach out to your community of veterans, and if you know somebody who can benefit from what we do, let them know.
Yep.
Send them our way. I'll tell anybody. My number is area code 434-294-5883. That phone is on me all the time. If I don't answer it, it's probably because I'm either doing something like this or shooting.
Right.
And I will call you back, because that's how we're able to reach the guys and let them know what is available for them.
No
and
matter how big this thing gets, it's still person to person. One guy helping another guy, one lady helping another lady.
And that is exactly the goal. And, you know, we were leaders in the military. We come from leadership-driven environments. We have to maintain that leadership in our civilian lives and be that contributing factor back home.
Amazing. Awesome. Rick, have I missed anything?
I'm just lucky to be here, and I just want to say thank you for all that you do. And, you know, you've watched me come along in the,
yeah, buddy.
In the industry as it stands, and heaven only knows where we're going to be in a few more years, and I can't thank you all enough.
Well, God bless you, and we're all very blessed to continue doing it. We'll have more from the SHOT Show 2018 as Friday winds down. Stay tuned.